This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And your support, thank you. It's the DJV program. Thanks to Jeff Talton, T-A-U-L-T-O-N, who writes, "My family loves your shows, Doug. You've made a positive impact on our lives." Isn't that nice for someone to recognize that? Dave Gratian, who's a radio guy, talks about running the program at special times on holidays at his station when all the lazy local guys... See, there's a benefit, ladies, to us being here on the holidays. People like that service. Very nice of all of us to get together, except for Jennifer, who didn't make it on Monday. That's all right, Jennifer.
I was recovering from my New Kids on the Block concert.
Yes, I know. All right, so 7 past the hour. Here's a story from Texas. Lawmakers there passing a bill that would allow people there to carry handguns for up to a week after a natural disaster. We've been talking about all of these horrible weather incidents in the Midwest. Texas has certainly had their share this year and in years past. But I find this an interesting sort of concurrency. They have to pass a training course, background check, and shooting test if they want to carry a handgun in public. They're still prohibited from carrying a firearm at certain locations, schools, one, hospitals, churches, that sort of thing. But this bill would revise the state's gun laws to allow people to temporarily carry a handgun without a license, so long as a state or natural disaster has been declared. So what's the reasoning behind carrying a handgun? Is it to protect yourself from having your home looted, or to keep people from looting? What would be, how would you support
this? I think this makes sense. I think this makes sense in the fact that if you are, I guess a lot of handguns were stolen or looted in people's homes. So if you have a handgun at home, but you don't necessarily have a permit to carry it out with you in public, I think that's allowing people to not have their handguns stolen or looted. So that makes sense to me. But the larger problem is the stores that have been looted where they have all the guns. There should be some sort of protocol for that, because wasn't it over 1,000 guns were stolen from various stores?
Well, lots of things were stolen, Yeah, firearms from gun stores. So is this something that has everybody's support here? Victoria sounds like she's for it. Jennifer, I'm guessing you'd probably be for it.
Yeah, Dara, absolutely.
I mean, especially if you're a responsible gun owner, why would you want to even take a chance of having someone come in and steal your firearm and then have it land in the wrong hands? So, I mean, it's your property, so I totally support that. But I think that something really needs to be done, though, about the protocol with the stores, because that's where all the firearms are really being stolen from.
Yeah, it is. It's really a very interesting conundrum to find yourself in. And natural disasters opening up an opportunity to move this agenda along. It sounds like you all agree. All right, Jennifer, what do you have to start the hour?
Well, an interesting story involving travel and an emotional support dog. Delta Airlines is trending because a passenger was allegedly attacked by a fellow passenger's emotional support dog back in 2017. Now that person is suing Delta after dealing with injuries to his face and his upper body. The attack occurred, or the alleged attack occurred, June 2017 aboard a flight from Atlanta to San Diego. According to the lawsuit, the passenger, Martin Jackson of Alabama, bled so profusely that the entire row of seats had to be removed from the airplane.
Wow.
The lawsuit claims that he suffered severe physical pain and suffering, including the loss of sensation in areas of his face. He required 28 stitches, and he required other medical treatments as well in order to recover. He said his entire lifestyle has been impaired by this attack, and the police report lists the dog as a chocolate lab pointer mix that was owned by Ronald Mundy Jr. of North Carolina. who is a Marine, who claimed the animal was issued to him for support. The dog was pulled away from Jackson after growling at him, but then broke free and mauled Jackson's face, according to the lawsuit. The lawsuit claims Delta took no action to verify or document the behavioral training of a very large dog, assuring that it could actually behave on the airplane. I think we're going to see more cases like this as these airlines are very lax on what seems to be this new trend of people traveling with all sorts of animals that they stick into a vest that really don't have any training to be service dogs or service animals. And people are saying that they're now emotional support animals. I don't know. I open this up for conversation. I love animals. I do not love traveling with animals. I think it's people being pretty rude and selfish to bring big, large dogs on airplanes, especially for long distance trips. And I don't know. I'm surprised more things like this don't happen.
I completely support this guy. It's not really for the same reason that you have. It's not that I necessarily have an issue with traveling with animals. It's just that when people label their animals as emotional support and they have this.
Well, that's what I mean.
People are under the impression that the animal has been trained in a certain way, that they're responsible, that they're going to be able to sit on a plane and not pee for however many hours or not attack the people around them. But the truth is that emotional support animals are not service animals.
Right. They're not
guide dogs.
Too different.
There's no requirement for them to go under any kind of training. And I know multiple families that have raised service dogs, and the amount of stuff that they have to go through in order to work with the people that they're helping, it's insane. Yep. They go through years and years and years. And if you just take your normal dog that you went and bought a vest for online onto a plane, those dogs haven't gone through anything they haven't gone through any kind of training. So I'm totally supportive of this guy, and I hope he gets lots and lots of money.
Well, is he suing Delta?
No, he's suing Delta. And so then that's the question for me, too. And I think it's sad all the way around. I feel sorry for the dog. I feel sorry for the Marine who probably needed him. But I really feel sorry for the guy who had his face torn off. But what is, you know, this is where I get into the fact that people can be a little selfish with their animals. What is Delta supposed to do? The airlines have been ripped apart for being too tight on regulations. And now they let everybody who wants to travel with an emotional support peacock get on their planes. It's like...
Well, they've already stopped all that. I think the next step is going to be... They've and mini horses and stuff. I mean, people are ridiculous with this stuff. But they've
mini horses?
Mini horses, that's a big thing
for
emotional support animals. Yep. Someone tried to bring a mini horse onto a plane. I mean, it's ridiculous. But and a lot of the airlines have stopped all of that. And so you now have to have... There are more restrictions for what paperwork you need. But it's all stuff that can also easily be forged. It's not like it's not stuff that needs to come necessarily just from your vet. Mm-hmm. The vet can actually, you know, just say, yes, this dog has had all the certain shots it needs. But there needs to be a uniformed protocol for it, and just have everybody, this is what it needs to be. This is the number of hours your dog needs to have this certain amount of training. And if you don't have that, then don't bring your dog with you on your flight. Drive somewhere, you know. This is most of the time, and I don't mean to point fingers at Doug, but a lot of this is just people who want to fly with their dog and they don't want to put their dog in a crate. And I totally get that, but that ruins it for everybody else.
Yeah,
that's what started
I think
this.
You're right. If they have a certain protocol, then that kind of takes Delta off the hook, because if someone shows up with all of that paperwork and then their animal attacks someone, and then they look further into it and realize that their vet just forged something, or you know, the animal didn't actually have that training, then that's on the person. And you can sue that person for lying and going on the plane with that. But I don't know. I just.
Well, I will. I don't need to necessarily defend myself. What the ladies are referring to is me carrying or taking Charlotte with me on the planes. In the first era that I did it, they did not allow dogs the way. And Charlotte was going back and forth with me to California, and it terrified her to get in the crib. That's why I drove back and forth across the country most of the time. But I did take her on the plane with me, and she did come up top. She did have a banner on, and she never bothered anybody, wouldn't bother anybody. And she never peed on the plane. She was very, as a matter of fact, the stewardesses used to sort of vie with each other as to who'd watch her when I go to the bathroom. That doesn't mean all are the same, and maybe each one needs to be judged. I have a different point of view, but I agree with you on this circumstance, so I don't know what the standard is. Do you just make everybody pay the price because some people are irresponsible? That doesn't seem fair either. It's a problem. It is not an easy thing to deal with. But I wouldn't. I get the scrutiny, and I get that Jennifer would not be uncomfortable if she had Charlotte sitting next to her, but that's, you know, it's an individual thing. You don't know the dog. If you don't know
right.
what to expect, then
it's just I'm allergic to dogs. So the mm-hmm. sad thing for me is that I love dogs. I love them. What it's beyond my personal discomfort of sitting there sneezing next to your dog. It makes me crazy. I think I told you guys that there was a dog on my flight from Zurich to Los Angeles that had a vest on. I'm sorry, I can't go from Zurich to Los Angeles without going to the bathroom. How in the world are they going to expect a dog to do that? How in the world is it comfortable for a dog to be on a cold airline floor for 14 hours? I think people yeah. just are
It's worse to be
terrible.
In a cold airline undercarriage.
I guess,
that's
but maybe, you know, you revisit these things. Do I have to travel with my dog at all times? Do I mean, what are the better solutions? I don't know. Maybe shorter flights? It's just, yeah, it's irritating.
No. Instead of one trip, you make two.
I've always been curious, though, Doug. When you had Charlotte with you, did she have her own seat?
Yes.
So you bought
a
seat
time.
With
I bought
the name...
A seat for her.
Charlotte
and Stefan. Yeah.
So how does Charlotte check in at security?
Charlotte checked in right with me, and they would ask at the time if she had. I always had her papers. I'd bring her to the vet the day before and have her checked out, and I have a paper that says, you know, here she is, and this is what's what, and who's who. One time I did.
You had enough money to pay for first class seats for your dog.
Well, thanks for asking.
Obviously, that's where you were.
Well,
so.
Well, it started the first time the lady in at the check-in counter loved Charlotte so much, said, okay, there's an empty first seat. I'll put you in the last row.
Man, would I be pissed if I was on that plane.
I know.
Well,
your dog sitting in first class?
Yeah. Yeah. But then there are other times I did pay for a seat for her. And then, but this is some years ago. Now things have changed. And you know, probably
I've never seen
that.
I wonder if you can still do that, if you can buy a seat for your dog. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. On the podcast at djvshow.com this week, all things wedding. Those of you who are interested in getting prepared for a wedding, we've got an approach for everything, including whether or not to go throwing axes. Is that a way better way for you to celebrate
Obviously,
the bachelorette party?
Obviously, it's a better way.
Yes, that's because Kara arranged it. And we have that in our podcast. In light of Memorial Day, there's a new safety report warning just how dangerous it is to cook ground beef at home. And that discussion you can hear, the whys and the wherefores. We also talk about the story from the Santa Anita racetrack where 26 horses now have died in less than 5 months. Focus on the sad passing of Daniel Wright from The Biggest Loser and Bill Buckner, the Red Sox player. Entertainment news, clearing up the drama between Natalie Portman and Moby, Chrissy Teigen's new courtroom TV show, and the huge prison sentence that celebrity lawyer Michael Avenatti is facing. All of that, the details of those stories and more at our podcast site, djvshow.com. Follow us on social media, too, facebook.com/djvshow, or on Twitter, at djvshow.
Ah, the copperhead snake. It hisses before attacking. But that's not a copperhead. That's the Sullivan's RV freshwater tank overflowing into their black one, which is backing into their vent pipe, making for a very different kind of attack. One that arrives just in time for taco night. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Kia Soul, what started as an icon, has evolved into a whole new species. The Soul X line specializes in adventure with a nasty case of restless car syndrome. The high-minded Soul EX is dressed up and kitted out with more tech than we can mention here. And the Soul GT line turbo is a true apex predator with a turbocharged drive to defy. The new species of Soul, the 2020 Soul. Give it everything.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Some oldie oldie, pretty goldie music. Let's go tripping. Recognize the sound, early surf music, actually the early surf guitar. The king of the surf guitar was Dick Dale. Family members, friends, fans attended a California Beach Memorial for the late king of the surf guitar. Crowd gathered up at Huntington Beach Pier to remember him, who died in April at the age of 81. A group of surfers then took to the water for a paddle out, which was the traditional ceremony held for fellow surfers when they die. Dick Dale played pounding, loud power chords, the instrumental signature of many songs in the 60s. Songs like Misery Lou, Let's Go Trippin', he and other groups like The Ventures were big when it came. Let's crank this up, Kara. Music time on the DJV show. He was a big surfer, too, by the way. Built a devoted fan base across L.A., starting in the 50s, actually. He says he developed his style by trying to merge the sounds of crashing ocean waves with rockabilly melodies. Who would have thought that somebody would think like that, in fact, right? Yeah. Quentin Tarantino used Misery Lou as the theme for Pulp Fiction, if you remember that. There's another one. I'm going to see John Wick. Yeah, and you're right, Kara. I never would see Pulp Fiction because it was reputedly so violent. And I will never go see another John Wick movie, that's for sure. Oy. All right, so let's get back to our focus on music. 26 after the hour. Now time for John Gary Williams, who is the lead singer for the big R&B vocal group, The Mad Lads. Sung this song, I Want Someone. He's just a teenager in this song. Another song that you don't have to shop around. This is a little more... the Street Corner Groups from New York.
I don't have to jump around, jump around,
jump around. Filmmaker John Hubble, who is working on a documentary about Williams, said that he died at home, formed the group with William Brown, originally Julius Green, and Robert Phillips. They came from Memphis originally, recorded on Stax Records. His voice, high tenor voice, and they had wonderful harmonies. Listen to a little more of this, the Mad Lads.
Right, early 60s?
It was. Yeah, right. Yep. As I said, it was mostly the New York sound, influenced by the neighborhood groups. And now, the Billboard R&B group, now I suppose hip-hop songs, started about the time this stuff lost favor. But he's got a version of By the Time I Get to Phoenix. Play a little of that, will you, Karen?
She'll be working.
Made popular by Glenn Campbell.
She'll probably stop at lunch and give me.
That's kind of a smooth, nice sound, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I
do
this,
too.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So, John Gary Williams passing from the group The Mad Lads. He's only 73. Wow. 28 after the hour, musically speaking, on the DJ.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest state to be hit by tornadoes is Kansas. Several touching down late yesterday and overnight, including one that was reportedly a mile wide for a spell in the Kansas City area. But luckily, while there's damage, there are no reports of serious injury or deaths from it. Meanwhile, Mississippi River flooding already approaching historic levels. The National Weather Service says it's affecting at least 8 states. About a year ago, celebrity lawyer Michael Avenatti was talking about running for president, but now he's fighting 2 federal cases that he pleaded not guilty in yesterday.
I am now facing the fight of my life against the ultimate Goliath, the Trump administration.
Avenatti accused of stealing $300,000 from his client Stormy Daniels and of trying to extort more than $20 million from Nike. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry.
Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
What's in store this week at Staples?
Savings, boxed up and ready to move.
If you're on the move, make sure your first stop is Staples.
Because right now, when you spend $50 or more on moving supplies at Staples, you save $10.
Staples has everything to get you from here to there, like boxes, bubble roll, and packing tape.
So before you go anywhere, stop at Staples for big savings on moving supplies. Staples.
Where there's a whole lot in store. And $629.19. In store only, exclusions apply. See associate for details.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.3% fee received is discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
JD Show, times 34 at the hour. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and the Dougster here. All right, I'll bite. You were talking about off the air the requirement that people have to take medication under what circumstance?
Rehab.
I want to know the rest of that story.
Well,
in rehab.
The backstory is we were talking about Kit Harington, who's one of the major stars of Game of Thrones, and he has now hit all the papers that he's been in rehab for several weeks at least, it seems. And he's up in Connecticut, and the place is $120,000 a month for this like wellness and alcohol treatment center. And Kara, doing her Googling, she's the fastest Googler in the West.
Yes, she
found she found that, what is it, South Florida, Kara? What did you find?
Yeah, I go. What we were talking. This was a very long conversation, but we were talking about the problem with like different rehab places and how they don't really do anything.
Yeah, the celebrity stuff out in Malibu.
Yeah, and especially in Malibu.
You go and pet a horse. And
apparently, there's a problem. So yeah,
some yoga.
But seriously, that's why those people go in three or four times and they keep coming out, and then they go back in. And apparently, the situation is so bad in South Florida that there's a term for it called the Florida Shuffle of people doing drugs, going into rehab, getting out, and then doing the exact same thing over and over again, and it makes a ton of different. It makes a ton of money for these rehab facilities. And so if they don't really rehab people, but they do enough to make them think they're better, and then they leave, and then they have to come back again over and over again. But we were talking about, there was, what's the woman's name who's a real housewife?
Countess Luann. She's on the Real Housewives of New York. She
Countess Luann?
Yes. She got busted 2 New Year's Eve ago for kicking a cop and being drunk and being in the wrong hotel room and the whole thing. But but she's already been, she went to rehab down in South Florida. She was in Palm Beach County. And so she's already been twice back to rehab. And now the judge has issued an order that she has to take a medication that helps, I guess, you not drink.
It has to.
Yeah, it's she's been ordered to. It's called Antabuse. That's how I'm pronouncing it. I've never heard of it before, but apparently they use it to treat chronic alcoholism, and it produces an acute sensitivity to ethanol.
It'll make you throw up, right?
Yeah, so it makes you not, I guess it makes you physically react to alcohol if you drink it, so you won't drink it anymore, which... I don't know if you have the ability to become addicted to alcohol. I'm just, I don't know how addictive this drug is. I don't know what kind of drug it is, but it does make me kind of curious that they would prescribe you a drug to make you stop drinking alcohol. I don't know.
Well, she's had two slip-ups, so it's either take the pills or go to jail, essentially. Yeah. That's where she's at now. So.
Who even knew this existed?
Or I had no
idea about these pills. They're not necessarily... I've heard about the pills, and I've heard that they don't make you high or anything, so it's not like you're getting addicted to them, but it will make you brutally ill, violently sick, if you drink when you're on them.
And don't you get, if you're really drunk, don't you get really sick anyway, for the most part? If you're really, really drunk?
I mean, every time you drink, you don't throw up, unless you've got a serious problem.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so here are a couple of quick notes before we get back to Victoria. I've often referred to these old fossils, from Nevada, who is the Democratic leader, Norman, what was the guy's name that was from the Democratic Senate Majority Leader that came from...
Harry Reid,
that's it, right. Along with Mitch McConnell, a couple of old fossils. You know, we don't have a perfect situation in our country, as is shown by this sort of hypocrisy. So Mitch McConnell says that he's going to fill any Supreme Court nominee vacancy with a nominee that the president likes during the election year of 2020, if there is one. You'll remember the last time around, he stopped Judge Merrick Garland getting onto the bench for the same reason. I don't really care much one way or another about Garland, but I do kind of, I don't like the word hate, so strongly dislike hypocrisy. And, yeah, the system isn't perfect. If it were, we wouldn't have guys like McConnell and Harry Reid hanging around doing things the way they want to without any there's no retort to this. These guys are like the Supreme Leader.
They're all drunk on power. That's just the vibe I get from all of it. It's just ridiculous.
And here's another example of that. Thomas Massie, a Kentucky congressman, was the person responsible for scuttling a bill that would have secured $19 billion in emergency hurricane relief or whatever else. They're still trying to send money to Puerto Rico. Aren't they? Isn't there still some kind of...
Some people are trying to fight to get money to go to Puerto Rico, and others are trying to prevent it. So Trump had said that if the aid money went to Puerto Rico, that they would just use it to pay off their debt. I don't know where he gets that from,
Yeah.
Well, Puerto Rico is in a lot of debt, so like $70 billion.
Well, yeah, and they were looking to the United States to pay it off. That's true. They are. A lot of people think they ought to be the 51st state. I don't know about that, frankly.
But going back to the guy who blocked it, why did he block it? I don't.
That's a good question. I asked Jennifer that sort of out of the corner of my mind.
He's the only one.
I don't know. I haven't heard why he blocked it, but he did something. I don't know. I'm sure it probably, if he's responsible, it probably had something to do with this spending. But I don't know exactly what the specifics were for him.
Well, remember, to that point, every time one of these bills passes that's not part of what has been the regular budget process, all that money is borrowed. So if you're passing a bill to spend $19 billion, what you're doing is requiring that the Treasury go borrow another $19 billion, and that's how, each time these bills are passed, for your information, that's how we get to the debt ceiling, which was, when Clinton left office, we had zero debt. And when Bush came in, $3 trillion went to the war in Iraq, and then it just kept piling on. More expenses for Iraq, another billion, another trillion, another gajillion. And so by the time Obama got in, the debt was, I think, $14 trillion. I think that George Bush was single-handedly responsible for borrowing more money on behalf of the U.S. Treasury than any other president in the history of the country, including FDR during World War II. Probably needs to be adjusted for inflation or whatever. But now, whenever any of these things get voted in, they just add to the debt. When Obama went out, it was, what, $19 trillion, and it's now $21 trillion? Something like that. It's just crazy.
I think we need to know what Clinton did. So we can figure out how to duplicate that.
Well, he didn't spend money. Clinton was very, very conservative in many ways. Remember where he came from. You can't do, you know, in those states like Arkansas, they don't have money to throw around. They have to be very responsible.
Right. Yeah, they don't have big tax portfolios. But having Newt Gingrich in charge of the House, he and Bill Clinton actually worked together.
They worked very well together.
Yes. Yeah. And so as much as people want to go after Newt and as much as people want to go after Bill Clinton, the one thing you can say about him is that they actually figured out how to get things done. That does not happen anymore.
No, I agree with you 100% on that, Jennifer. 100%
Jennifer,
for observation.
Nice to meet you.
Jennifer. Mm-hmm. Hi. All right, Victoria, you want to take it for a minute here?
Well, one of the stories that's trending for this week is it's bee week, and it's not buzzing bees, it's actually spelling bees. And so spelling stars from all 50 states are currently facing off in the Scripps National Spelling Bee. It is underway, and so the preliminary rounds continued through Wednesday, and then viewers can watch ESPN from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. when the finalists will be announced, and then Thursday, that's going to be the first final round, and that'll be live on ESPN2 starting at 10 a.m. until 2 p.m., and then that concludes again on ESPN at night from 8:30 to 10. And so the Scripps has been posting the round-by-round results on their website. And, of course, this is a thing a lot of people like to watch. It's always weird to me that it's on a sports network. But, hey,
yeah.
Spelling can be a sport. And, you know, they have the kids' backstories. And I'm joking.
Good stories about the kids.
Yeah, there's good stories there. And then there's always, you know, the genius kids who can spell things that words I've never even heard of. So if you want to see how you match up, you can go to the Scripps site and you can test yourself out on some of the words to see if you know how to spell them just like the kids do.
Well, how do you spell A? A. Ever get that in the spelling? I remember getting that once.
No. In what? Kindergarten?
Yeah.
And
right?
I spelled it E-H. How about that?
Remedial spelling.
What are you, Canadian? A? Canadian?
A. A.
A.
A. It's, you have to think about that for a minute. 44 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Try the new CBD-infused beverages at your local store.
You gotta try the new CBD burger. CBD makes my life great.
CBD.
CBD. CBD.
Just stop. When a new supplement is all the rage, how do you know what to believe or where to go? It's easy. You go with the people who've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years. Purity Products. And now Purity is offering the new CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals in one little capsule that soothes aching joints, promotes good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. Even better, you can get a $9 trial with free shipping today. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel anytime. For your CBD Super Formula $9 trial, call now. Dial 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939.
Have you tried Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Sil yet? No? Why not? Why are you still sitting around feeling achy? Just this week, listener Guy wrote in to tell me how much Joint Formula 14 has helped relieve his stiff hips and his hands. Roberto took it and used it on his knee after knee replacement. It's helping Jane recover from those old injury aches that she's had since her college athletic days. do like so many other DJV listeners have done, and go to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Get the details, our special offer, free shipping, only for the month of May, and only for DJV listeners. There's a money-back guarantee, so you'll feel the ache relief, or you'll get your money back. Don't keep putting up with those terrible aches and pains. Try Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil at achefree.live. That's achefree.live with free shipping for a limited time.
Have you put off your goals of losing weight? It's already May and you still have pounds to lose. Well, Calitrin is here to help. It's proven for weight loss and more. Just listen to what everybody's saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
Hi, I'm Virgil Snow. I've lost 100 pounds with Calitrin.
This is Vivian Hess. I've been on Calitrin. I started it for weight loss at first. I went from 138 pounds to 108. I've also keep using it because it's the only thing that works for me, and it helps me sleep and feel better with my acid reflux. I really enjoy the product, and I'll never stop taking it.
See? Real people getting real results. And you can, too. Check out Calitrin's biggest sale of the year right now at TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free sale. Again, that's TopLoss.com or 833-TOP-LOSS.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This portion of the DJV program brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. A couple of people in the news today. Ellen DeGeneres has the report has been everywhere about her recounting sexual abuse that came at the hands of her stepfather, sharing this incident from her past. She wants to empower other sexual assault survivors to come forward. She's on David Letterman's interview show, My Next Guest Needs No Introduction. It's on Netflix. It'll be airing starting Friday of this week. She describes how her mother married a very bad man. According to DeGeneres, her mother was diagnosed with breast cancer. Stepfather would grope her breasts under the guise of checking her for lumps.
She told me she was a teenager.
When she was out of town, that he felt a lump in her breast and needed to feel my breasts. Then he tried to do it again and another time and again. She spoke out about her abusive stepfather to Allure magazine in 2005, described how an additional incident escalated to her stepfather helping to break her into her room, leading her to climb out a window. No, it's how do you not get messed up in a circumstance?
I mean,
like
she
that.
Seems pretty normal for having dealt with that. Obviously, you don't know what's going on in her personal life and stuff like that. But I think one of the reasons she spoke up is because she said she never wanted to say anything to her mom because she knew her mom loved this guy and was already going through breast cancer. And she didn't want, I don't know, she didn't want to hurt her mother anymore. And so as I think a lot of people do the same thing where they're too scared to speak up, or they don't want to cause any problems, or people won't believe them. And hopefully people seeing what Ellen went through, that they'll not do the same thing that she did.
She said it angers her when victims are not believed, and people think they make stuff up. I don't know that I ever thought that way about some of these stories.
A lot of people do, though. People in denial. Because a lot of people have come out with phony baloney stories, and then that causes everybody to question the real ones, and that's terrible. That's the really horrible side of making up accusations.
Yeah. 10 before the hour, DJV time.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Our weekly visit with Warren Eckstein, whose presence is felt actually every day. He's always got great tips for dog owners, pet owners. So you can check out his website, thepetshow.com. Check him out as he appears here to talk about things like whether DNA can determine whether you're a dog lover. Did you know that DNA could be a determiner? You can find out more about whether you're a dog lover or not. I know I'm a dog lover. You're a dog. We all are dog lovers here. I wonder what we have that's similar in our DNA. What do you think, Warren?
Well, you know, it's interesting because a study recently came out that an individual's genetic makeup may significantly influence his or her choice to have a dog. So it's kind of interesting that I think we're very, very closely related, especially me. I'm more closely related to dogs than anyone. But I do believe there's an incredible relationship based on DNA and genetics and the fact that dogs have been domesticated since we've been walking upright. And it was a combination of needs, and I think that that together has brought us so close. And I think that's why we're so close with our dogs in general. So, but genetics. Okay. Absolutely.
I wonder if DNA, if we tested DNA in dogs, if we could find the same thing, whether or not DNA in dogs could tell you how that dog, that breed, would get along with humans. I don't know. Does anybody do any research on dog DNA?
I'm sure there's been research done. I don't know specifically off the top of my head, but I'm sure research has been done with the DNA. But I know there's been specific DNA that's been studied with aggressive dogs to see if there was any change in the DNA or whatever. But the results, I've never been any studies that I've seen.
Yeah.
I think the DNA in dogs is kind of I think it's kind of a scam, because I know so many people who rescue dogs and then they send the DNA kit out and they're like, oh, I want to see what Fluffy is. And it comes back. I don't know. My brother has two very large pit bull mixes, and they did the DNA on one of them and it came back that it was 90% dachshund. I mean, come on. You can look at the dog and see 90% dachshund.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
and they did one of the more expensive DNA kits. So I would say save your money on that until they get the research.
Brendan had that done for Frankie, and he found he was a mastiff, he was pit bull, and he was part bulldog.
But I could look at Frankie. I've seen pictures of Frankie. I could have told you that.
the same background as me. Here's my question, though. In terms of deciding DNA, and I kind of, Victoria, I kind of agree with you, save some money. But on the other hand, there are certain breeds of dogs that are more susceptible to heart disease, cancers, and other illnesses. So if you have a mix, let's say, between a Bernese Mountain dog and another breed, you might want to do a DNA test strictly based on the fact that if you realize he is more of a Bernese Mountain dog, that maybe cancer may be a problem. Maybe hip dysplasia may be a problem.
Yeah.
So in that aspect, it's a good idea. But just to find out, you know, he's a dog. Who cares if he's part this, part that, part whatever?
Right. Yeah.
He's a dog. I mean,
bragging rights sometimes that go with that sort of thing. You know that.
If you have to brag about what breed of dog you have, you better get a life, man. Really.
Yes.
You have to. Well, listen, my dog's better than your dog.
My dog's bigger than your dog.
You remember that commercial?
Yeah, of course.
I think I once got a black eye over arguing with someone that said his dog was better than mine.
Did you really?
I think when I was in high school, maybe. Who knows?
Right.
But the DNA testing, it's an interesting concept. I was thinking of having it done for my two, just because I have no idea. From looking at them, I'm determining what they are, you know, miniature pinchers and chihuahua combinations, chi-pins or min-chis, whatever you want to call them. But I'm thinking maybe doing a DNA test, because if I find something different, I may have to go a little further in terms of medical research.
All right, let's talk about cats. Blame your cat for something, you know, the cat made me do it. The cat ate my homework. There's an article that I saw detailing an association between exposure to toxoplasmosis, which is a cat-borne disease, and intermittent explosive disorder, which is a psychiatric disorder suffered by 16 million people, characterized by sudden outbursts of aggressive behavior. So the cat, exposure to the cat, or whatever is in the toxo, what's this, is going to make you crazy, apparently. That's another reason not to have a cat, I guess.
Well, it may be another reason that I'm crazy. That's the other way to look at it. The bottom line is there's been so many things that came out like that. I would love to see proof. I would love to see with all the millions and zillions of people that live with cats. Remember, cats have been domesticated even before dogs, primarily in Egypt and whatever. All the people that live with cats and all of a sudden they have a disease that, because if you have a cat, obviously if you're pregnant, you want to stay away from cleaning litter boxes and stuff. But if you have a cat, you're going to develop some type of disease. I don't buy. A lot of these studies really scare me. I don't want to know. Maybe I'm just naive, but there are certain things I don't need to know. I don't want to know. It's not going to change my life. I'm going to have cats no matter what. That's just the exactly bottom line.
That's what it is. Warren, you can find on Facebook, facebook.com/thepetshow, or at thepetshow.com. Warren Eckstein here on the DJV program.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.